Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up, everybody? Dear Albie, Chels here.
Hey.
All right. So we've got, we just had a, we're going to piggyback off Dear Don. Okay. We have Chels. This is your first solo. How do you feel?
Well, technically I got a solo, you're with me.
Well, I know, but still, like, you know, I'm trying to create stakes here.
You know what I mean? Now I'm nervous.
It's that kind of thing. But we had a bunch of questions that came in after I announced we're going to be doing this. This one here, I had a couple, actually, we might end up covering on this, because these came in that were kind of fun, and some other ones that I actually want to repurpose. But this was something that was a major throwback, especially if you watched us on the TV. And I'm pulling it up here. This came through the Instagram. You can get us there, and still at DearAlbieMailbag@gmail.com. This is from another Chelsea. Dear Albie, so excited to hear Dear Don again. So excited to hear that you'll be interviewing more of your family on a one-on-one. The Dear Don's old school were my favorite, and I'm a community member since the old school days when Marcus was on. Another very fun little reference. We haven't had Marcus on in a minute. We got to have him back. So anyway, let's get right into it. I am also a very close follower of you guys while you were on Housewives. With the new baby on the way, have you considered how you would teach them about their own bodies, and are you going to use the same terms you used on Housewives, aka calling boobs bubbies and a vagina a chucky? This is old school for those of you that remember the reference. I'm sure you'll get a good laugh out of this, but is it something that you guys have considered, and what does Chelsea think? From fellow Chelsea, this is a lot of fun. We hadn't talked about that, but you've heard my family say that before, and we've talked about the fact that, you know, what they call certain body parts. We have discussed that.
I have mentioned to your mom numerous occasions that I will never refer to a woman's part down there as a chucky, a chuckalina. The word is like moist to me. I hate that word so much.
The word is moist?
No, like, you know how people don't like the word moist?
I don't know that.
Or, like, just certain words that people don't like to say or hear. Moist is a very common one. I'm sure people will agree on the podcast. But Chuckalina and Chucky is just so cringe to me. And I say this to Caroline's face, and even Lauren's like, I agree with you, Chelsea. I hate the word Chucky.
Oh, she says it's dumb, but they were major proponents of the word Chucky. So, because here's the thing, right? You know, the words, I guess, that you would be in question for those that are less familiar, my family and growing up called boobs bubbies, which for whatever reason took hold on the show. They call a vagina a Chucky, and they call a penis a pee-pee. Okay. Now, pee-pee, I feel like, is pretty standard.
Yeah. I say pee-shee, like a little pee-shee.
You know what I mean? I don't think there's much of a debate there. Chucky is terrible.
Think of Chucky and I think of the evil doll.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to refer to my body part as like an evil, menacing doll.
You know what? And I go to the doll, and the doll immediately goes to blood. So to me, it's never a good thing.
Yeah. I don't know where. It's like, I guess Chuckalina, like, is that like an Italian thing?
I have no idea.
I mean, I'm Italian.
I never heard that.
Yeah. I don't even know what we call it in our family. Like, we don't really, like, refer to it very often. But I remember when I was babysitting these two boys, and I had to use the bathroom. And I locked myself in the bathroom. And the boys had to be, like, 6 and 4. And the little 4-year-old knocks on the door. He's like, Chelsea, so we had we have PCs. Do you have a Giny? And I was like mortified. As I'm like, I'll be right out. Like just trying to get a quick pee in. So they called it like a Giny, I guess. But I don't know. I feel like it's so weird to even have to think about as a parent. You need to talk about these things because obviously you do. Because, you know, you don't want the kid to be like, what's that, mommy? And you're referring it to it as a gumball machine or something. Like, you know, you kind of need a normal term for it.
I feel like, I mean, look, I definitely am anti Chucky as a term.
Yeah.
You know, I really almost feel like it's deserving to do a deep dive into how it even came about. I also never understood boobies either, to be honest.
Well, yeah, you have plenty of nicknames for my boobs, so I don't think we need to call them. I mean, boobies is fine. That's like a cute word. That's not weird to me.
It's not as abrasive as Chucky. That's a really
off the table in our family. I do not care if it's. I didn't care if it was passed down for traditions in your family. That word, I hate that word so much.
It's definitely. It like almost requires a response in my head of like, whose idea was this? And I think it's something we'll explore. You know,
having a boy first because we kind of don't really right away have to let him know like, hey, you have this. This is what girls are gonna.
Yeah, I don't think it was gonna be that kind of thing. Like, I wasn't gonna make a big deal of it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, hey, man.
But like, as a kid, like I don't know. As an adult. You know, mommy's going to change and stuff and the baby's going to be there. Like eventually when he starts speaking, he's going to know mommy doesn't have a pee sheet.
It is Ryan here and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Well, they're going to learn these things. I don't know how they they learn it. To me is to me not so much in question as obviously what it's being called. I mean, you know, I don't know if you have alternatives, you know, I'm not a fan of calling it or referring to anyone else as Chucky.
Yeah,
you
know? No, I'm happy we're on the same page.
We're good. I mean, like, you know, Poom Poom. You know, maybe
not
that.
Poom Poom.
It works
not
for the
either.
Jamaicans. Why couldn't it work for our kid?
Because that's. Not how it's
gonna think about it though. A bum bum, like, you know, people call it a butt, like a bum. I heard bum bum for butt. Why, you know, poom poom makes sense.
It doesn't in our.
Why does it make sense?
Because
why is that no good?
I don't know, sweetie.
There's a guy on Instagram. Okay, he's my, you know, one of my favorite followers or one of my favorite follows. That he speaks in a Jamaican accent and goes and will walk up to people, and that's just the first time I heard it, and I never let it go after that. It just makes sense to me. I just love the way it rolls off.
Is, you know, it's not like he's not going to have any Jamaican friends, but the majority of his friends are not going to call that.
I don't know the poom poom. I don't know the poom poom.
He's going to be walking around the playground, and if he, God forbid, talks about a poom poom, he's going to sound crazy.
I don't know.
Crazy.
Yeah, but
he's
I don't.
Get taken in the
yeah,
office.
But first of all, I don't know that poom poom is restricted to just Jamaicans. So I'm green. I'm new to poom poom. I'm new to the term. I'm new to it. Okay, so I don't know. I don't know if I'm getting myself into hot water here because I don't know like what else it might mean. But in throwing, it's not like he's running around saying, "Oh, your blood clot." He's not doing that. Poom poom to me
your
could be
blood clot.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. That's what they say. I'm very, you know, I listen to Drake. I'm up on.
I thought it was boom clot.
No, there's several clots.
Oh, I don't even.
There's
know.
There's several. I even know where it's from.
I'm not familiar with the Jamaican culture words.
But the thing is, right? I don't think that's poom poom is less offensive than Chucky.
Yeah. I don't know. I really don't like Chucky, so
it's terrible.
But Poom Poom's weird. Like, I don't know. No, I don't like it either. I don't know.
Do you want to just stick?
I don't like it either.
Just, you know, I mean, you got to answer Chelsea, the other Chelsea's question. I mean, do you want to just stick with what, you know, you're going to go with Gianni kind of thing? I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Gianni? I don't know. I kind of want to hear from the community, like what, for those who have kids, boys and girls, I want to know, like, when you had these important and necessary talks with your kids, like, what did you refer to these body parts as? Like, I think it's such a... It also, I feel like, changes with each generation. I don't know. Your parents clearly refer to it as a Chucky. I have never even heard that before, your family, but... I don't know. It's weird to me.
I'm down to ban
that. I can't get over how cringy that word is.
I'm down to ban it. I'm good with that. This one came in here. We'll jump into one more. This is just a little bit of a chime. Sending in a chime now. This is through the Instagram. Sending in a chime now after I've listened to the Les Mis debate. I am screaming / laughing. The song they rewrote is called Come to Me. It's the same music as On My Own and is first played during Fantine's death and then later at the end of the play. That's where it ends. See the face of God. That's why it's so impactful throughout the impactful. That's why it's so impactful throughout. I don't know. However, my mom confirms that this church definitely has changed the lyrics to that music. She heard it back in the 90s at a funeral and asked the singer where she got the song. She said she put a psalm or some Bible verses. My mom isn't clear on that. To the music. So I think everyone may be mostly right. The song isn't original to Les Mis, but they did change the words, but they used words from the Bible. So is that okay? I say you bring Marlene onto the podcast to clear things up. Megan, I'll tell you what. Did you listen to that episode? Les Mis?
I have never even seen Les Mis.
Never seen Les Mis?
No.
Oh, you'll weep. Haven't. You'll weep.
Oh, I will. I know I will, especially now with my pregnancy hormones. But I haven't. No, I haven't seen that.
So we'll have to do that. We'll watch it. I don't think I saw the movie all the way through. Maybe we'll get some advice on that. Did you listen to the show though with Les Mis? But we had the Les Mis debate between my parents.
I was upstairs when you guys filmed that. But
yes. I understand the story.
Yes.
So either way, I think she's right. We may have to get the clergy involved in this. So I'm going to reach out. I'm going to see if I can call in a favor, if he's comfortable, to see if we can get Uncle Father George, who I still finally call him Uncle Father George, to come on the show. So that would definitely clear things up. And let's see where it lands. And go from there. But either way, this was fantastic. I'm glad we got the Chucky thing out of the way. I feel good about where we're landing. We've landed with Pum Pum, and that's where we're gonna go.
We have not landed with Pum Pum.
I heard we landed.
There's also one thing I need to say, and we can touch upon this in the next podcast. But Albie was very shocked when Lauren purchased me recently adult underwear and diapers, disposable underwear and disposable diapers for myself. He was like, why do you need those?
I'm still
he's very shocked.
I'm still unclear
what is to come after
I'm still
the baby
unclear.
Comes out. So there's a lot he needs to learn, a lot of baby books he needs to read.
I have one. I have the book. My friend,
I think he's gonna have a rude
no
awakening.
I'm gonna say it. My friend actually sent me a book. Hassan, shout out to Hassan. He recommended We're Pregnant, the first time dad's pregnancy handbook. So I got that. And I'm just not at the part where you have to wear a diaper.
Yeah, you're going to get there. You're going to have to. There's a lot of.
This is news.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it changes things, but it you know.
If I asked you to wear a diaper for me to feel like comfortable, would you put one on too?
I don't know that why? Why do you have to do that?
I go to the bathroom a lot.
So what does that have to do with wearing a diaper? I don't go in my pants.
Well, I'm not going to go in my pants either. It's more for the bleeding that comes.
Okay. This show is good. Thank you guys so much. Now is a good time to call it. We love you. DLBMedLikeGmail.com. Catch you later.
Send advice, people.
Goodbye.
Yeah,
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.